Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
A year wiser, a year better. Mick Ammons, 22-8, Edgewood softball Mustangs, tossing ace Allie Bland in the circle against defending regional champion number 3 Tri-West tonight out at the EC Complex at 7 o'clock. A rematch of last year's title game that didn't go Edgewood's way. But with Allie in the circle and a year wiser and more mature.
You know, I knew she was pretty good, but I didn't know she was real good. I'm not going to lie. Her ERA is just above 0.9. So, you know, the Lowry girl doesn't have a whole lot over her. And
no.
From there, our defense has backed her up. Our defense, we've made a lot of good plays.
Veteran softball coach Mick Hammond, big tailgate party for the red and black at 5 o'clock on the school grounds. Tickets are $10 at the gate tonight on a beautiful night to play the game. Tri-West is 25-6. They still do have Audrey Lowry. Oklahoma bound, she is. In the circle, 17-3 and 0.54 ERA. Sectional baseball semifinals out at Cougar Field Memorial Day. Number 3 Morrisville one hit the Cougars 3-2, and top-ranked Center Grove ended Bloomington South season, beating them 11-6. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, it was a real hard thing to capture for IU baseball skipper Jeff Mercer, the overall emotion in that Scott Rowland clubhouse on Monday. But it came early on, after sitting the weekend flat on the NCAA bubble. Indiana, one of the last four in the field of 64. Off they go to Knoxville, Tennessee, the regional, and Southern Mississippi, the Golden Eagles, Friday at 1 o'clock.
You feel relief and you feel a sense of joy for those guys. You feel a sense of accomplishment for them. I'm getting old enough now that I can remember recruiting a guy and then watching him grow up and then watching him develop and then seeing him kind of fulfill his ability. And this, so that's the first time for me seeing some of these things. You get your first recruiting class, that 21 class, or now are juniors, and some of those guys are going to go play pro ball, and to see them get to have this this postseason run to continue their career. And then you also look at your freshmen and you're excited that they're going to get a chance to go and see that, knowing that those guys are also the future of your program.
Indiana will play as the 3 seed starting a Friday against Southern Mississippi at 1 o'clock. How about the Reds 4 in a row, huh? St. Louis tonight. Tommy Thrall in the pregame at 6:10.
Weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.